Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 9th of April. In economic terms, the Gulf ceasefire is not really holding up. Significant Israeli strikes against Lebanon prompted the Iranian government to close the Strait of Hormuz before it had really opened. Bloomberg data suggests only three ships passed through the strait yesterday. This may just be temporary. Certainly, the optimistic bias of financial markets has meant that while Asian equity trading has seen weaker markets, yesterday's gains have not been substantially reversed. US President Trump's overnight social media posts demanding a reopening have, so far, not had any obvious effect. This demonstration of where relative power lies in the Gulf at the moment is relevant when thinking about the longer term and what sort of risk premium might needed to be added to supply chains that depend on passage into or out of the Gulf. The US releases revised GDP data for the fourth quarter, which has initially been reported as being quite weak. The data will continue to be revised in the future, of course. The monthly personal income and personal spending data for February is also due, along with the personal consumer expenditure deflator. This data is all before the dramatic rise in US gasoline prices, which, aside from the post-pandemic spike, are currently at all-time highs. However, the data is still useful in judging the resilience of consumers to a price shock. US households cut their personal savings rates last year in order to pay for the price effects of tariffs, and this data should continue to show that trend. The US consumer still has the ability to cut savings rates in response to the higher oil price, which impacts spending power in a very similar way to the tariffs. And assuming that they do so, they will be able to maintain consumption in the short term. The minutes of the March US Federal Reserve meeting could perhaps politely be described as even-handed. There was nothing especially startling. War was expected to raise the consumer price level and lower employment. There was a more general concern about potential weakness in the labour market, and should the costs of war be contained, at least as to inflation, that is likely to become more important in driving policy in the States in the second half of this year. Whether rate cuts could entirely mitigate labour market weakness is not necessarily that clear. Cost of capital and demand are, of course, relevant to employment, but so is immigration policy and tariffs, where the Fed has little sway. European data is not especially interesting today. There's a Bank of England credit condition survey from the UK, which might conceivably be of some interest. German industrial production data was weaker than expected, but the PAS data was revised stronger. German export and import growth data for February were both stronger than expected, and the January numbers were both revised higher, signalling, as is so often the case in Germany, that economic activity is better than was initially supposed. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.